Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The US Department of Homeland Security says it stopped processing all immigration requests from Afghan nationals indefinitely after two National Guard soldiers were shot and critically wounded in Washington. President Trump has said the suspect in Wednesday's shooting is a man who entered the country from Afghanistan in 2021. Tens of thousands of Afghans who'd worked with the US were offered special immigration protections after the American withdrawal. From Washington, here's Sean Dilley.
President Trump's putting the blame firmly at the door of his predecessor, Joe Biden. He was saying that there are lots of nationals from Afghanistan who he argued that the country didn't know enough about. He said that we need to look at all of these aliens who doesn't have anything to add to the country. Now, we see very specifically that this is targeted at Afghanistan. We don't know how indefinitely that will be. Certainly, the immigration authorities saying that it's pending a security and vetting review.
Firefighters in Hong Kong are searching for possible survivors from a huge fire that broke out at a complex of high-rise apartments housing more than 4,600 people. Hundreds are still missing. 55 are confirmed dead. Martin Yip in Hong Kong has this update.
Last night we had from the chief executive of Hong Kong, John Lee, that some 200 people were reported lost in contact. That's the phrase that he used. I believe that's equivalent to missing, I'm afraid. But the fire service officials have said they are sparing no effort to reach these people and try to bring them out. But obviously it's a tough battle for them to fight.
Japan's brewing giant Asahi has delayed publishing its latest financial results because of the major cyber attack that began in September. The company said the breach may have exposed the personal details of more than 1.5 million customers, as well as current and former employees. The attack disrupted ordering and delivery systems and caused shortages of Asahi products, including its best-selling Super Dry beer. President Emmanuel Macron is expected to announce in the coming hours that France will restore military service on a voluntary basis. The scheme is intended as a response to what France sees as a renewed threat posed by Russia. From Paris, Hugh Schofield reports.
On a visit to an infantry base near Grenoble, the president will spell out the detail of this new military service. Initially, the aim is for 10,000 volunteers every year to sign up for 10 months of training, the number rising to 50,000 by 2035. Men and women are eligible and they'll be paid. A long way, then, from the mass conscription of the old military service, which for generations of Frenchmen was a formative experience. But President Macron says that today's dangerous times require a renewal of the bond between army and nation.
World news from the BBC. Pope Leo has set off on his first foreign trip. He's going first to Turkey, where he's due to meet the Patriarch of Constantinople to mark the anniversary of a major council of the early church 1,700 years ago in what was then called Nicaea. He's also scheduled to visit the Blue Mosque and meet leaders of other faiths. Hamas has urged mediators to pressure Israel to grant safe passage for dozens of its fighters holed up in tunnels in southern Gaza, saying their fate is a key test of the ceasefire. In a statement, the Palestinian group said it had presented specific ideas and mechanisms to resolve the issue, but accused Israel of undermining those efforts. Israeli media say Israel has offered to spare the fighters if they surrender. The South African president, Cyril Ramaphosa, has criticised President Trump's announcement that South Africa won't be invited to next year's G20 summit in Florida. In a statement on social media, Mr. Trump repeated the widely discredited claim that genocide is being committed against white South Africans. Washington boycotted this year's G20 summit in Johannesburg. Pumza Fulani reports.
It's the latest in a series of punitive moves by President Donald Trump towards South Africa. The G20 summit went ahead with other United States and was widely viewed as a success. Analysts here say the comments, though unfortunate, were expected after South African officials refused a request for President Cyril Ramaphosa to hand over the G20 presidency to a junior U.S. staff member following Mr. Trump's decision not to attend.
Reports from China say 11 people were killed when a train smashed into a group of railway workers in Yunnan province in the south. The train, which was testing seismic equipment, struck the workers who'd gone onto a curved section of track at a station in the city of Kunming. That's the latest world news from the BBC.